as you say, in the United Kingdom, it's not easy to have a faith and to keep it going without all challenges from outside you. So I think it will be a challenge when we get back, but hopefully our experiences will be kept alive and our memories of this time together and then our friendships that we've formed can sort of be a really great support network for when we go back to normal life.
Another, of course, important aspect of World Youth Day, the International World Youth Day gatherings, is that one very particular pilgrim comes along to join you guys. Pope Benedict arrives for the last 4 days here in Madrid. Assume you have, considering he was in the UK not so long ago. So this obviously is not the first time that you have taken part in a celebration.
What I found when he did come to the UK, when we gathered in London, it was absolutely amazing with the amount of people that were there, but just the sort of uniting from all around the world, which we've already experienced like last night and hopefully will for the rest of the week. Just the enormous number of people, because when you're at home, there's not that many Catholics where I live, and it's quite hard to imagine that you're not on your own.
The UK has been in the news. We can't avoid it. It's been in the news in the last month and a half because of what has been happening, not only in London, but in other cities around England. And unfortunately, the images that the rest of the world has seen is that it's been a lot of young people taking part in the violence, the riots and the looting. What would you say is the conditions of these young people? What are their feelings? I know there's no easy solution. There's no easy reason. But as young people, how do you view this? Young people from England.
I think it's important to say that they're not protesters. They haven't got a point to make. They are mindless vandals, and they're basically out for all they can steal. It makes me feel disgusted to be English, because what they are doing in no way makes any sort of point. They're not frustrated anyway. They are just causing mayhem for their own benefit. And my sister lives in central London, and after the first couple of nights, she decided it was going to be better for her to go and stay with a friend. Now, it makes me feel disgusted that my sister, in this day and age, doesn't feel comfortable enough to stay in her own house. And I think it's important to say that people aren't behind them, that the rest of the country is horrified about it. And we've got the Olympics next year, and this is just terrible press for England in the run-up to that.
It's great to have been here for all the circumstances to have come together. And I think, yeah, I really think God really wants me here, and he's really going to work through me throughout the week.
Such an eye-opener, really, being here, seeing all these people from different countries, talking to them, hearing their experiences. Some of them really tough and so inspirational that they're here, despite all their difficulties. The others, just the joy, just seeing the joy in their faces. It's been brilliant.
Will this be the first time you take part in a public celebration with the Pope as the chief celebrant?
Yes, definitely. I mean, I missed Pope Benedict's visit in UK. I'd go to India quite urgently. I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, talk about sacraments and about inspiring in the Western society.
To me, I felt it's important to be with people to show them love, compassion, and care. And I feel like that's what we're trying to express here today, that, you know, you're supposed to be with people, you're supposed to show your faith, you're supposed to show your emotion, and in a loving, caring way to each other.
Will this be your first time actually taking part in a celebration where it's Pope Benedict who's presiding?
Yes, this is my first World Youth Day and the first time I'm actually going to see Pope Benedict presiding, so I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, I can't wait to hear him speak.